It's time to get your news on. We are VK1WIA.
And we are bringing you the national news for week commencing October 27, 2024. This week, WIA Director Giles Kirby, VK5GK, with all that's going on at HQ. WIA Contest Manager of VHF UHF Field Days, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH. And YOTA Committee Chairman Steve Kennedy, VK6SJ. But wait, there's more, much, much more in this edition of news from your Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
Who listens to radio?
I'm Michelle, VK2AYL.
This is Andrew, VK3 Charlie Alpha Hotel.
This is Kevin, VK4UH.
I'm Colin, VK5XY.
This is Stephen Green, VK2TSG.
I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in England.
That's all.
It's a short one this week. We'd like to put out a call for any volunteers to help sort QSL cards at our office in Bayswater, Victoria. We hope to run monthly group sessions to ensure regular dissemination of QSL cards. As a fan of printed media, I think it's fantastic that QSL cards remain such a huge part of this hobby. As Peter mentioned last week, WIA director nominations will open this November 1st. I encourage anyone with the right background and interest to consider applying. This has been your board update. Best wishes and 73s. This is Giles Kirby, VK5 Golf Kilo.
Calling all operators on the bands 6 metres on up who are keen contesters. As that old poem begins, the time has come, the walrus said. Okay, no walrus, just me. Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, erstwhile manager of the WIA VHF UHF Field Days. Provisional results for the 2022 spring event can now be downloaded from the WIA's VHF UHF Field Days webpage. You know where to find it. And the address is also in the text edition of this broadcast. If you are among the 100-plus operators who participated and submitted a log, check out where you or your team landed in the scoring tables. Anyone noticing anomalies should contact me via VK2ZRH at wia.org.au. Work on outstanding results for past field days is continuing. Back to you, Kempy.
Thanks, Roger. Now, news of a silent key. Many around VK may very well have worked this particular fellow, particularly whilst mobile. Yes, 20-metre traveller's net loses a control operator. With more on another silent key, here is Gordon, VK4VP, Secretary of the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club and collator of WIA National News callbacks.
Some very sad news. One of SCARC's former members and presidents has sadly passed away. Noel Desjardins, VK4NL, passed away on Thursday, October 16th. Noel made his first appearance at SCARC in 2003 when he was VK4ADJ. I met him at JOTA and he was in his element, showing the scouts and guides just what radio was about with so much enthusiasm it was contagious. Noel was a committee member in 2004, Vice President in 2005 and 2006, and then President of SCARC from 2007 to 2011. And who can forget Noel's Nutty Campers, where he organised a group of radio amateurs to go caravanning for short weekend trips to various places around southeast Queensland. He knew by leading the way and organising things that people would follow. Such was his magnetic personality. Noel was also an operator for the 20-metre Travellers Net for quite some time, and it was always comforting to hear his voice on the radio when you were far from home. Vale Noli, Poppy Noel, Noel Desjardins, VK4NL.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello,
Leading this week's international news, the 2024 Hiram Percy Maxim Memorial Award recipient has been announced as Kees van Oosbury, Whiskey Zero Alpha Alpha Echo. Kees is an active member of the radio community in Minnesota and at Iowa State University, where he is treasurer of the university's amateur radio club. He is active in the Minnesota Wireless Association and is regularly on the air with SSB, CW, RTTY and other digital modes. In 2020, Van Oosbury was part of the remote ham radio team that put November Uniform 1 Alpha Whiskey on the air for the IARU HF contest. In January 2024, he operated in the NAQP SSB contest in the single low op power assisted category, making over 1,000 contacts in under 9 hours. The Hiram Percy Maxim Memorial Award from the ARRL consists of a $1,500 cash award and an engraved plaque, and is given annually to a licensed radio amateur under the age of 21 who is a member of ARRL. Hiram Percy Maxim was an early 20th century industrialist and inventor who founded ARRL as the American Radio Relay League in 1914. ARRL also supports youth involvement in radio and radio technology through the ARRL Youth Membership, the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, and by awarding around $725,000 in scholarships each year. That's close on 1 million Aussie dollars. The RSGB's 2024 convention brought together hundreds in person, as well as many more from across the globe who watched via the live stream. The society is already receiving an overwhelming amount of positive feedback, but if you watch the live stream, the society would also love to hear your feedback. Please visit rsgb.org/livestreamfeedback and let the team know what you thought of the online event. The live streams for both days will remain available for everyone to watch, so if you'd like to catch up on the selection of presentations that were aired, go to the RSGB website and search for Convention 2024 live stream. As well as talks from the weekend, you'll find exclusive special interviews and pre-recorded videos. A great service just days after the event. Austria's ORS shortwave radio station has confirmed that it will shut down December 31st. The station recently lost its major broadcast client, Adventist World Radio, which will end its transmissions this month. That leaves only a handful of customers for the ORS station, including Radio DARC, for whom it carried a special worldwide broadcast of the World Radio Sport Team Championship in 2018. The shortwave site was formerly the Radio Austria International Broadcast Station and is well known for having had Europe's largest directional antenna system for shortwave broadcasts. ORS was among the few remaining shortwave broadcasters in Europe and has provided programming for listeners in the Near East, the Middle East and Africa. From shortwave to TV and back again, an Antiques Roadshow guest on that international TV show initially believed a valuable Second World War radio was an old toolbox. Smith then revealed the true identity of the contents as a Mark III B2 radio, commonly referred to as the B2, which was used by the Special Operations Executive, SOE, during the war. Sharing further insights, the BBC specialist suggested F.L. Church was likely a radio hobbyist, referring to an intriguing item found within the box. Now, the thing is about this is that Mr. Church is in the Royal Signals, and I think he was just someone who was fascinated by radio because we have this card on the front here that says G3CUW. Now, I've looked that up, and that's an amateur radio call sign from 1948. A helicopter crashed into a radio tower in Houston on Sunday the 20th, killing 4 people on board, including a child. According to multiple reports, the tower was toppled by the fiery crash. The FAA says the tower lights had been reported as inoperable on October 16. Fire officials said that after the radio tower collapsed, a fire the size of 2 to 3 city blocks ignited in a grass field. The stations were knocked off the air from the crash and the collapse of the tower. It's unclear if they're still silent or have resumed over-the-air broadcasting via backup transmitters. The helicopter was an R-44 private aircraft coming from Ellington Airport, about 17 miles from the crash site. The owner of the tower that was struck by the helicopter in Houston said, "Our understanding is that a guide tower was struck by a private helicopter, resulting in the death of 4 individuals who were on board. This is a tragic incident, and we ask everyone to please keep the deceased and their families in their thoughts and prayers." This specific site was recently acquired on September 6, 2024, as part of our standard process for newly acquired sites. SBA ensured a NOTAM was in place for this site in order to exercise caution during the change of ownership while we integrate the site into our network operations centre. As this is an ongoing investigation led by federal officials, we're limited in the information we can disclose at this time. Additional information will be provided as it becomes available. For VK1WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
Across Australia from VK1WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. It can be heard on ANZEL, that's the Australian and New Zealand Echo Link Multimode Network. The news is automatically rebroadcast every Sunday at 10 a.m. VK3 time. Thanks. This is second operator Helen using John's VK3HJQ call sign.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. WRTC 2026 announces UK event headquarters site. Organisers of the World Radio Sport Team Championship to be held in the UK in 2026 have announced the location of the headquarters as being Wire Boston Lakes in Bedford in the east of England. Mark M0DXR, chairman of the UK organising committee, said that anyone interested in attending the event as a spectator will be able to book their place through the WRTC 2026 website starting next year. WRTC features 50 competing two-person teams operating throughout the counties of Cambridgeshire, Suffolk and Norfolk. Now, contest-wise to come in 2024. The CQWW is the largest amateur radio competition in the world. This weekend, things are buzzing on air. October 26-27. Over 35,000 participants that take to the airwaves on the last weekend of October for SSB, and last full weekend of November, CW, with the goal of making as many contacts as with many different DXCC entities and CQ zones as possible. Again, SSB, October 26-27, CW, November 23-24. International Earth Moon Earth Contest, 0000 hours UTC on Saturday through 23:59 hours UTC Sunday. 50 to 1296 MHz, November 16 and 17. Work as many amateur stations as possible by the Earth Moon Earth Path on any authorised amateur frequency in the bands for the specific weekends. EME logs due back to the ARRL December 17. VHF UHF Field Day, Spring 2024. 0100 hours UTC Saturday 23 November, 30059 hours UTC Sunday 24 November. 0400-0359 in VK6. ARRL 160 meters CW. December 6th is the date this year, but is always the first full weekend of December. Begins 2200 hours UTC Friday, ending 1559 hours UTC Sunday. This is a 42-hour period with no time limitation. Logs must be returned within 7 days. 10-meter ARRL contest. For amateurs worldwide to exchange QSO information with as many stations as possible in the 10-meter band. Second full weekend of December, start 0000 hours UTC Saturday, run through 2359 hours UTC Sunday. December 14 and 15. Again, as in most Adderall tests, logs are to be completed and returned within 7 days. Yoda Contest. Youth on the Air Test 3-3 will be from 10 hours to 21.59 hours UTC on 29 December on the 5 Classic Bands CW and SSB. More Yoda news shortly with Steve VK6SJ and Alec VK2 Mike Victor. Dick's window to the world, and you may recall last August we brought you details of International Dog Day 2024. Now I request for the 2025 event.
Hi, it's Ed, DD5LP here, just stopping by to ask if anyone would like to support an international special event next August. The event is the International Dog Day on August 26th, where attention is brought to the plight of rescued dogs around the world. If you have a dog from the RSPCA or have had one, you will know how special they become to you. The event will run throughout August 2025, and presently we have Latvia, the UK, the US, Canada, and Germany taking part. It would be great to add VK to the mix. Why a call out so early? Well, we like everyone to be involved from the start, to have their say how things will run, and we need to scale the behind-the-scenes infrastructure to fit everyone. For more information and some lovely pictures of rescued dogs, go to dogdayradio.org. That's dogdayradio, or one word, .org. Or drop me an email. I'm good on QRZ. Thanks for your time. This is Ed, Delta Delta 5, Lima Papa.
Continuing DX News, Morocco. Look for members of the Royal Association of Radio Amateurs of Morocco to be active with the special call sign CN49MS. From Lyon, Morocco, between 1 and 15 November. Activities to celebrate the 49th anniversary of the Green March. The Green March was a peaceful demonstration which took place originally on the 6th of November 1975, inspired by the late Hassan II, King of Morocco, bringing together 350,000 participants to recover their Saharan provinces. Operations will be on various HF bands in the QO100 satellite, using CW, SSB and the digital modes. QSL via CN8WW, LOTW or Club Log. VPAG from the Falkland Islands, SA002, 15 to 25 November. VP8 is ranking high on the most wanted list for CW. Ranks number 30 globally and 27 for Europe. Two stations, both CW and FT8 at the same time. Plans are to be QRV on 40 to 6 metres. QSL via M0, OXOs, OQRS and LOTW. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1 WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in worldwide special interest group news, it's astronomy and wireless weather. The Sun is officially in solar maximum of solar cycle 25. Representatives from NASA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency, NOAA, and the Solar Cycle Prediction Panel announced the Sun has reached its solar maximum period during a teleconference with reporters on Tuesday, October 15th. So from here on in, is it downhill? Worldwide Special Interest Groups, digital. The latest version of FreeDV includes a new digital voiceover HF mode titled Radio Autoencoder, RADE. Previous updates had abbreviated the mode as RADAE. The new mode has been in development since early this year and is now entering a phase of real-time over-the-air testing. This September FreeDV update includes recorded samples of the mode from over-the-air tests. The samples include QSOs ranging from 800 to 1300 kilometres and 2 to 5 dB signal-to-noise ratio. One new user said, to this ham's ear, the voice quality from the provided example sound far superior to any previously released FreeDV HF digital voice modes. The RADAE encoder takes vocoder features such as pitch, short-term spectrum and voicing and generates a sequence of analog PSK symbols. These are placed on OFDM carriers and sent over the HF radio channel. The system is trained to minimize the distortion of the vocoder features over HF channels. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier. Super Heavy gets a hug. To the utter amazement of many, SpaceX executed one of the most dramatic engineering feats of modern times, catching the returning 70-meter-tall Booster 12 with its mechanized launch tower minutes after it took off. For a little perspective, Super Heavy is as tall as a 19-plus-story building, and the catch-fitting pins that it was caught by are just 17 centimeters long. Just hours after the launch, SpaceX lowered B-12 back onto the orbital launch mount and reconnected it to the booster quick disconnect, testing the ability of systems to still function after a launch and catch, a prerequisite for truly rapid reusability. In theory, SpaceX could have stacked another Starship and reflown B-12 mere hours after the catch. NASA's highly anticipated Europa Clipper mission has officially launched, embarking on a journey to explore Jupiter's moon, Europa. The launch, described by NASA commentator Daryl Nail as unveiling the mysteries of an enormous ocean lurking beneath the icy crust of Jupiter's moon Europa, marks the beginning of an ambitious astrobiology mission. After a journey of nearly 6 years, Europa Clipper is expected to enter orbit around Jupiter in April 2030, where it will begin an extended series of flybys of Europa. Over the course of its mission, the probe will make close passes to the moon, gathering data that could inform future missions, including a potential lander. The mission is set to conclude in 2034, with NASA planning to crash Europa Clipper into Jupiter's moon Ganymede to avoid contaminating Europa's pristine environment. Worldwide Special Interest Group's IOTA 3B9-M0CFW is operating from Rodriguez Island, IOTA number AF017, until the 30th of October. Listen for him during the CQWWDX SSB contest, operating as 3B9KW. See QRZ.com for QSL details. 9M6NA from Labuan Island, IOTA number OC133 in East Malaysia, is on air to the 25th of November. Again, listen for him in the CQWWDX SSB contest and the CQWWDX CW contest. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Possible new DXCC entity? With the announcement of the United Kingdom to cede authority over the Chagos Archipelago to Mauritius in the future, it's possible that Chagos may lose the VQ9 prefix, become a deleted DXCC entity, and gain status as a new and separate DXCC entity. Affected may be AF006, VQ9 Diego Garcia Island, AF041, VQ9 Egmont Group, AF058, VQ9 Salomon Group, and AF049, 3B8 Mauritius, Maurice Island. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Military. Special Event Station, PF-16F, is active to say farewell to the F-16 fighter aircraft, or Fighting Falcon. After 45 years of service from 1979 to 2024, the F-16 will retire from the Royal Netherlands Air Force, and members of Radio Club Limburg will be operating the call sign until the 30th of November and hope to work as many amateur radio operators across the world as possible. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air. Alec, VK2MV, returns this week, along with Steve, VK6SJ.
Thank you, Cole. Romanian teen sets new record for CW call sign copy. A young Romanian ham has set a new world record while competing in the 20th IARU High Speed Telegraphy World Championship in Tunisia. Congratulations were given freely to the 13-year-old Ioannis Scrutaru, Y08YNS, who broke his own record set last year in the category of call sign receiving and in doing so won a gold medal. According to the competition's website, his total score of over 300,000 points represent his maximum copy speed of 1,126 characters per minute, an equivalent just exceeding 225 words per minute. An announcement on the championship's website said, "This remarkable achievement showcases not only ENS's dedication and skill, but also the talent of the Romanian ham radio community." For something a little closer to home, I hope Alan, VK2COD, and Pete, VK2LP, are enjoying their time at the 2024 VKFF National Get-Together in Bendigo this weekend. Now to WIA, Yoda Chairperson Steve, VK6SJ, with more youngsters on the air news.
Thanks, Alec. The WIA YOTA committee currently includes 5 members, including 2 actual YOTA participants, and is tasked with looking at ways to get more engagement with youngsters in our ranks, and in particular within the WIA. One of our initiatives is to build a YOTA club station that any WIA member in the YOTA age group can access via the internet from anywhere in VK. More on this in later articles. As a kind of proof of concept, we sponsored a group of 4 youngsters to compete as a multi-single YOTA entrant in their recent Oceania SSB DX contest, using a single remote station accessed from across Queensland and Victoria. Team members were VK4II, VK4KDF, VK4OTZ and VK3ASP, each a holder of an advanced licence. This involved a number of planning sessions to firstly understand the operation of the remote station, including radio, rotator, antenna switching and secure access. Plenty of practice on the radio beforehand. Tough gig, someone has to do it. And contest strategy planning, and then setting up N1MM across the same VPN used for the station to allow each operator's instance of N1MM to be in sync with each other. Finally, the group worked on other aspects such as the use of the voice care function in N1MM and an ergonomic way of using the PTT from a remote operating position. The team scored just under 515,000 points and made 500 contacts over the contest. Great effort considering it was also their first attempt at contesting and also dealing with the complexity of using a remote station. A big shout out also to the Oceania DX Contest Committee for organising the YOTA categories for this contest. All in all, it gave the team and the YOTA committee a good demonstration of how a remote HF station can be used to share amongst youth starting out in this great hobby without the benefit of a half of a lifetime to accumulate gear and the money to buy said gear. I hope the same 4 team members will also form the core of a group who might assist in designing and building the WIA YOTA station.
Thanks, Alec and Steve. Next up in Worldwide Special Interest Groups, it's Radio Scouting. JOTA always runs over the third weekend in October, so this year it was over last weekend, October 19th and 20th. The Scout Association of Maldives has hosted the annual Jamboree on the Air, JOTA, and Jamboree on the Internet, JOTI, national event at Haraya School last weekend. This year's events brought together over 400 scouts from the greater Malay region, while more than 700 scouts from across the country participated virtually, connecting with millions of scouts worldwide through amateur radio and online platforms. The event offered an exciting opportunity for Maldivian scouts to engage with their global counterparts through a range of activities that combine traditional scouting values with modern technology. The event was part of the worldwide JOTA JOTI initiative, which is the largest digital scout event, bringing together over 2 million scouts from 174 countries annually in October. And speaking of October, this is the last WIA National News broadcast for the month, so I'll catch you with more Worldwide Special Interest Group news in November. I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
Who listens to radio?
This is Andrew, VK1DA.
I'm Angelo, VK2NWT.
I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
This is John Siemens, VK3JLS.
This is Chris, VK3FY.
Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here.
This is Alan, VK4 Sierra November.
That's all.
2024, it's a date, and now the big one is next weekend. Probably a little too late now to register, but for those going along, it's bound to be a good one. Tasmanian Ham Conference, November 2 and 3 in Hobart at Sandy Bay Campus of UTAS. And to wrap up the year, VK3 Spark Rosebud Radio Fest, November 17 at Eastbourne Primary School, Alambie Avenue at Rosebud. Now, till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.